Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. It is Monday. Build, Grow, and Enjoy. BGE Radio and Television. Yes, I said it, television. I know you guys are sitting on pins and needles waiting to hear the big news about that, but of course, I'm going to keep you in suspense because, you know, there's always something popping off here at Build, Grow, and Enjoy because we are constantly around our communities making sure that we are building, growing, and enjoying. And that's what makes it so exciting for today's show because we are touching into our young talent and our youth. And I'm so excited with this show today because the young man that I'm actually interviewing today is just phenomenal, and I'm just so excited to share to all of my listening audience on, you know, his journey. I want you guys to hear his music and hear his story, because this guy is the next big act, and I can definitely tell you that. So as I say, it's Monday, 9/24/2012, 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. San Diego and Los Angeles. Lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. Follow me on Twitter, at Kalithia, and also my guest for make sure you go ahead and follow Lewis Ray. I am Lewis Ray. Make sure you guys get on over. There's a few things that I want to mention to you guys. There's lots going on just, you know, between the cities that Bill Grown enjoys in, from Los Angeles to San Diego, but in Atlanta. First thing I like to mention, make sure you guys get out to my guys, my favorite guys. These are my mentors, 100 Black Men of Atlanta. Henry Kelly and John Grant, you guys know the classic is here, September the 29th. Kickoff is at 3:30 p.m. Be sure to go ahead and get your tickets. You know, every year I'm in support, hanging out with them up at the Georgia Dome, you know, making sure I support, you know, this game that they have annually, just the whole classic week in support of Project Success. And for those of you that don't know about Project Success, it's pretty much a program that the 100 Black Men of Atlanta created in support of young people throughout, you know, underprivileged communities to get them into college. So they actually take them through a program, mentor them, you know, get them, you know, teach them, educate them, and then at the end, those that successfully create that program, they actually give them a full ride in college. So it's just absolutely a great, great program. Bill Grown and Joy is always behind it 100%. Project Success. So great job to, you know, another year to our Atlanta community leaders, John Grant and Henry Kelly. Like I said, you can get your tickets 404-249-6400, or you can go online at AtlantaClassicFootball.com. I also want to say send some support out, let you guys know of another great event with another leader throughout Atlanta, KOK. He has his upcoming event where Megan Good will be hosting this event along with him in support of his organization, Bridge the Gap. As many of you guys know, KO was on the panel of the showcase. KO and his team is always supportive of Build, Grow, and Enjoy, as we are with Bridge the Gap. October the 9th, I think it is. I want to make sure. I'm trying to go through my Facebook page here. I have so many messages on here. I think it's October the 9th. It's at Puritan Mall in Atlanta. The information is actually on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. If you click the Bridge the Gap logo, it will take you directly to the site for more information. But definitely want to tell you guys, that's going to be an exciting event in the launch of Bridge the Gap and what they're trying to do out in the city of Atlanta. And that's pretty much reach out to the underprivileged children, but just teach them in a way of music. You know, that's what KO is all about. KO, you know, discovered that Grand Hustle, you know, T.I. brand, that's his circle. So, you know, he's a player in the game and definitely is out there making it happen. So get on over to bridgethegap.com for more information. But I think it's October the 9th or October the 6th. Definitely an event you don't want to miss. Megan Good is hosting it. Also, just excited, I'm going to send a shout-out to Eric Easy Zooey. Congratulations on his, you know, selected as the host of one of the biggest social media programs, I want to say, or hubs that's coming out called QB. Him along with Chris Brown are the lead hosts. You guys can get more information at QB. I think you can go to QB.com. But just want to say a big congrats to Eric. This Thursday is going to be out at the QB headquarters to do his second shoot for, you know, the actual, you know, commercial in his show. So I'm just excited for what Eric has going on in his life as he goes forth as a celebrity host, you know, getting very, 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 very in high demand. And also you guys know he has his show here on Bill Grown and Joy every Tuesday, Thursday and Friday with Who's Hot, celebrity guest. He just had Man on his show. That was absolutely a really fun show. So congratulations to you, Eric. Keep going forward, my friend. I'm just so, so proud of you. And, yes, the television network, you guys, is in the works. We are looking to launch that October the 1st, at least get the teaser out so you guys will know what's coming. As you guys know, WTV Networks out in Los Angeles, I am the executive producer of, and pretty much it's a web outreach company that you know, we pretty much do all the red carpet events. We, you know, we're the exclusive, not just like paparazzi. I mean, we can literally, we go in, you know, behind the scenes, you know, A to D listers, you know, they all reach out to us, and pretty much the platform is used for lots of companies that reach out to us on the marketing standpoint because we have a reach of over a half a billion. So definitely excited about that. Now we're going to take a lot of the video on the television platform that, you know, the contract is sealed and delivered, where we'll be air and entertainment news shows. We have so many things going on. I have major networks that want to get involved because, you know, internet is the way to go, but we'll be airing in over 300 countries. So just keep tuning in to BillGrownEnjoy.com or go on over there and you can definitely get more information. And lastly, before we get to our guest today, I want to make sure, ladies, that you get on over to Money Mondays, WorkingDivas.com. Karen Vaughn, you know, Hall of Fame broadcaster, program director for Radio 1 also, my dear, dear cousin. She's actually, you know, we have the Radio 1 platform, the Working Divas platform, where we, you know, pretty much, you know, I'm the financial contributor with her on that piece. She does the work-life balance. She has some great articles over there, ladies. So, you know, it's Monday. Get on over there and check the articles out. I did one article up for the upcoming season, you know, with our children, Halloween. And she has some great, great fall articles also. So you can get on over there, ladies, workingdivas.com. So I just want to say and just go ahead and announce our guest of the day. But before I do that, I want to send a shout out to the countries that I see are tuning in, Toronto or cities, Canada, Toronto, Ghana, Netherlands, Australia. I just want to say that I see you guys, but definitely let's get to it. You know, I'm just so excited to have this very, very special artist on the air today. When I first heard this guy's music, I was like, I thought they buried Michael Jackson a long time ago. This young man is just awesome, and it's just absolutely a pleasure to have him and his manager on the air today. Hello, Louis. Hello, Freddie.
How's it going, Khaleesi? Hey, Khaleesi, how you doing?
I am doing awesome. How's Atlanta? You guys are in Atlanta right now, right?
Oh, yeah, we're in the studio right now. It's great.
Well, I'm just actually, you know, excited to have you guys on the air today. I have a couple of songs. You know, of course, you know, this is a radio station, so you know we got to get some playtime in for you, Louis. But I definitely want to go ahead and get started with you guys. Pretty much, Ray, Louis, introduce yourself. Let everyone know who you are and, you know, how did you become who you are today, and that's Louis Ray.
Okay. Well, everyone, my name is Louis Ray. I'm 20 years old. I sing, I write, I produce, I play piano, guitar. I started music about when I was like 12 or 13. I got really serious into it, and I started mimicking my sister and my brother because my sister sang, you know, in the church growing up, and my brother played piano and everything. And so I just kind of absorbed, you know, everything they did, especially because I was the youngest one in the family. And so I listened to a lot of Michael Jackson. We love Michael Jackson in my household, so that kind of rubbed off on me, as you can tell in the music. But I really have a genuine love for music. You know, that's what it's really about for me, to create something that can make people feel, you know, a certain way, not just you know, just to make something, just to make something. I always try to make something with a purpose. And that's, you know, the goal for every song that I'm a part of. So right now I produce all of my music. I write all of my songs, and I really enjoy it, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so right now
And I just want to say, continue to let everyone know that you were the special performance for the Morehouse College. You just had the Morehouse College Live Music Showcase, and you were the special performance. And I just have to let everyone know that you and your dancers, you guys killed it on that stage. Those dancers were moving. And you had that jacket on. I was like, okay, he is really looking like the king of pop.
Well, I can't deny the influence. I can't deny the influence at all. But you know, I'm really just influenced by him a lot, and it comes out naturally. It's not something that I'm trying to be. I'm not trying to replace Michael Jackson or be, you know, the next Michael Jackson. I want to be the first Louis Ray, and that's always been my goal. But you know, he's definitely one of the biggest influences on me musically. And we had a great time at the show. We were exhausted afterwards, but we had a really great time.
Well, that's awesome. Well, we're starting to get these callers in. Let me go ahead and get a caller in really quick before we get a little deeper into, you know, your music and, you know, what, you know, how you're writing, what's going on with you. But let's go ahead and take a caller really quick.
Okay.
Hello, caller 949-3048. How are you? Welcome to Bill Brown and Joy.
Hey.
Hey, Eric.
Oh, hello. How you doing, Kalithia? I had to support the Bill Grown and Joy show. Kalithia doing her thing. How's everybody doing? I was listening. It sounds like we have another little prodigy on the line, huh?
Yes, definitely. Louis, this is Eric, celebrity host Eric Zuli, and also the founder and CEO of WTV Network.
Okay. It's nice to meet you.
Hey, Louis, pleasure to meet you. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Just, you know, trying to not pull my hair out of my head with the show that we're doing here. And you know, because you need your hair on the show. It doesn't look good to be bald. So.
And I want to congratulate you on your QB.
Oh, thank you very much, man. Yeah, it's going to be a real exciting show. And we just got off the phone with some real exciting things. We now have Papa John's on board, Papa John's Pizza on board for sure. My boy Papa John's is locked in with QB, and we're setting up contests and celebrities and just really fun stuff for this talk show. I'm really excited. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Man, it sounds great.
Maybe you can get Louis to come do a Michael Jackson move on your show one day.
It's
funny that you mentioned the Michael Jackson thing, because that's really the start of how I got into entertainment. I've been a dancer for over 8 years, and when I was a kid, I did a performance at a, you know, like kind of a talent showcase, and I had the white glove and the red jacket, and I did the whole you know, little kid Michael Jackson thing, and you know, that was the start.
Oh yeah, I mean, he's definitely inspired so many people.
Yeah, he's a master. I mean, he created the moonwalk. So you're a dancer and a singer, or what do you do?
Yeah, I sing and dance.
Sing and dance, awesome, cool. And so Kalithia discovered you, or how do you guys know each other?
He came through from the band director at Morehouse College, and he was actually getting some producing through the band director. He performed at the live music showcase we just had out in Atlanta as the special performer.
Oh, okay. He was on the showcase. Cool. How was that experience for you?
Yeah, he was on the showcase. Yeah.
It's a great experience.
You know, I'm going to play some of his music. You'll be able to hear it. You know, it's on WTV also, Eric. You know, when you get some time, you can check him out. I got the YouTube videos up also.
I'm sorry to the listeners. You know, I should know what's going on with my own network, but, you know, lately Kalithia has been kind of running that, and I've been focusing on this talk show and a couple movie projects and some other real fun things. So I'll definitely take some time to try to listen to it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I'll be listening when you play it. I'm sorry, your name is Louis?
Yes, Louis Ray.
How was that experience for you, Louis, doing the showcase in Atlanta?
It was an incredible incredible, you know, just to be a part of something positive such as the ASYM showcase, and you know, it's especially all of the young talent that was there. It's just amazing to see, you know, what the future has in store, just from, you know, Atlanta alone. But it was a great experience. We had a lot of fun, a lot of rehearsals. we were the showcase, so it was
great. Awesome. Well, thank you, Eric. I know you're on the run. You got to get going. But thank you for calling in and showing your support to Lewis. That was definitely appreciated.
Of course. And I'll just say one more thing. I know a lot of people. I've been in the industry for a while. I know a lot of people that have actually been discovered off of showcases and being on the radio and stuff. So, hey, man, keep doing your thing. And, you keep doing your thing too, Kalithia. And lots of love to all the listeners. And follow me on Twitter, Eric Zuli. Yeah. Peace.
All right.
All right. Well, that is the very, very special Eric Zuli. So now back to you, Lewis. I want to know, what do you have going on? Because Freddie, you're trying to be quiet back there, Freddie. But I'm gonna call you out, Freddie, because it was Freddie that put you out there, Lewis. He was telling me some big things that's going down with you. So let's talk about that. Those things that are going down with you.
Well, there is a contract thing in the works. Can't really say where just yet, but hopefully the next time we're on your show, we'll be in your studio and we'll be signed, and we'll make sure you're the first person who knows it.
Definitely.
I feel so special.
You are missed. There's a couple other things we're working on. With a cellular company provider. Can't say the name of that company. I would love to, because they are my carrier, in case they're listening, for Lewis. And what we'll do is I'll make sure I email you as things are progressing, and then the fans and your listeners can catch Lewis at I'm Lewis Ray on Twitter, Facebook, his website, Black Planet, all of that, Instagram at I Am Lewis Ray. And we'll keep them posted, but we'll definitely send you an email first.
Of course, you know, you guys got me for life. You know, whatever you guys need on that marketing standpoint, you know, I'm here for you guys. That's just great news to hear. Congratulations, Lewis. Lewis, I bet you were just excited. You better get ready to get some rest.
Oh yeah. You know, it's funny because, you know, I've been doing it for such a long time, and it's like when it finally pays off, it's kind of like you expect to be just all, you know, doing backflips and cartwheels, but I'm just, you know, I'm ready. I'm excited to actually just work, you know, and get a quality product. So that's my main goal. But, yes, I'm really happy.
And, Kalithia, what I was thinking, maybe you and your viewers could help us narrow down the singles. You have them. Maybe they could call you and let you know, or tweet you and let you know what they think, which should be the first single. What do you think?
I like that. And I can get Eric to help me too, because Eric has really put it out there. Yeah, you just email me that idea. I like that. And yeah, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. I would love to help you guys with that.
Well, so, you know, while we, you know, you're playing the songs, they could take a listen, and they could maybe hit you up on Twitter or on your website and let you know, well, I think this by song, this one, you know, every time or whatever song it is that, you know, they feel. Let you guys be the first one.
We would love to
I like that. And, you know, since we are speaking of songs, I'm going to go ahead. We're going to play like a couple of minutes of my favorite song by you, Lewis. You know, the one that I could not get out of my head. because I'm trying to say something like kind of corny. I'm like, because every time I hear it, I'm just going to play the song.
Thank you.
some. Now I'm going to have that in my head all day long, just like I did for 2 months when I was planning that showcase. But Louis Jackson, that's your new name.
You know, it's funny. I've actually heard that before. I used to listen to Michael Jackson so much when I was, like, really young. My uncle used to call me Tito. He used to call me that was my nickname. Tito Jackson, I was an honor family member.
Right, yeah, man. When Blake first played or gave me your MP3, I was like, is that Michael Jackson? You know, I mean, it's just, you just have a very pop, unique talent that's just like a replica of him. I mean, it's just amazing. So I knew when I heard that you were a star, it doesn't surprise me with the great success that's coming your way. Definitely can see a lot more coming to you also. Well, let me take a couple more. We got some callers calling in. I want to make sure, you know, you touch your fans and touch, you know, the listeners, because it's all about, you know, me, you know, having you interact with them so they can learn a little more about you. But let's take a couple more callers.
Okay.
Caller 662-6534, how are you? Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy.
How's it going?
Hello, Miss Kalicia.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Who is this?
Okay, this is Samantha Croft.
Hi, Samantha. How are you?
All right. Hi, Mr. Lewis. How you doing?
Good.
I'm doing great. I just wanted to come in. I was listening to the show, and I was just listening to that song, and I said, yes, that's the song that I was hearing at the showcase, Pad My Feet. And I just wanted you to know, Mr. Lewis, that you have an awesome voice. And I love the way that you work that stage. You tore that stage up in Morehouse. Yes, you told that stage up, and you really, really reminded us of Michael Jackson, because that night at the practice, and I said, "Wow, he has a great voice." But I mean, you just surprised us when you came out with the dancers, and you just did your thing. So I just wanted you to know that you not just a good singer, you're an awesome performer as well.
Thank you so much. That's like one of the greatest, you know, compliments, just to hear that, you know, that you enjoy music, you know. It's incredible. I'm really honored.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to drop in and say a few words to you all.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, Miss, just to remind you, Lewis, just in case, this is Miss Niecy's mother. The second place selected, yes, participant. She did. Remember, she sang the Michael Jackson song too.
Yes.
Yes, we all got the Michael Jackson fever.
Yeah.
Oh, Miss Samantha.
Yes, I'm here.
El Nisi, we said hello.
Okay. I sure will. I'm gonna try to make sure, when she get out of school, that she sees, you know, she sees the show, because I got it where she can look at every show every day that Miss Kalithia has, but she's going to be stunned when she sees this. So I'll make sure when she get home, I show her, okay?
Okay, awesome. And I'm the best with, you know, her music and everything. She was phenomenal.
Okay, thank you so much. We're working hard, and you keep working hard. It's all they say for us to believe in ourselves and work hard. We'll get there.
Yes,
oh,
ma'am. Words to live by.
See ya.
Okay, you guys have a safe day and be blessed.
Same to you. That's just awesome right there, Lewis. That's what I'm talking about, Lewis. You know, people watching. And
yeah, I mean, you know who's watching you sometimes, you know? It's
crazy. Yeah. Well, let's take another. Let's take some more of these callers. You know, they're sitting here, and I want to definitely have you interact with them because that's what it's about, your fans and, you know, your followers. So let's take another caller.
Okay.
Caller 404-7168. Welcome to Bill Grown and Joy.
Hello, Bill Grown and Joy. How you doing?
Hi, how are you? Is this who I think it is?
Yes, it is. This is Pamela Reese Wortlaw from the Preparation Room.
How's it going?
Hey, Pam.
You.
Hello?
How's it going?
Hold on, let me get in a better area. I could hardly hear you.
Okay,
I couldn't.
Okay.
Can you hear me better? I was out and about, but I couldn't miss another moment for calling in the show to let you know that you're an awesome performer, awesome man of God, and I just want to congratulate you for what he's doing in your life.
Well, thank you so much. He's doing amazing things for me.
Yeah, he is. Yes, he is. I'm so excited that you're on Bill Growing in Joy and everybody all over everywhere are listening to you. You got to come in the Preparation Room. You got to come in on my show. Preparation Room is where we just love on God, and I would love to have you on the show. Later on, you can get my information from Kalicia, and we could talk about it.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I'd love to be on there.
So I just wanted to call in. I was out and about. I had to get in another better area just to tell you that I'm so excited about what's happening in your life, and there's so much more to go, so much more to go. So I'm just glad to be part of seeing what is happening at the beginning, and I can't wait to see the outcome of it.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
Okay, you
well,
have a blessed
you,
day.
Pamela. Thank you, Pamela. We love you, and thank you for the support.
Okay, thank you
have
so
a
much.
Day.
All right, bye bye.
Bye, have a blessed one.
You too, bye bye.
Oh boy, they're lining up. They are. There's some callers in here for you, Louis. So, you want to take another? You want to take one more before we continue on and you speak a little more about, you know, what you want to share? I'd like for you to share, you know, you as a young musician yourself, I really would like to for you to share a little deeper of your journey, like where it's more, you know, encouraging the other young musicians. You feel where I'm going with it? Do you want to take a call first before we do that? Another call?
Let's take one more. Sure.
Okay. Caller 678-6981. Welcome to Bill Grown and Joy.
Hey, Kalicia, what is going on?
Hey.
This is Jay.
Hello.
Hi, Jay.
Hi. And Mr. Ray, can I say to you, I used to live in Atlanta, and I didn't get the benefit of going to the program that you held up. But I am so impressed. Number one, with your mannerisms and your politeness. You are a great role model for these young folks nowadays with all the slang, and I was more impressed with that. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to come out there to Atlanta because I just relocated to Fort Worth, but you keep doing what you're doing. And I had to listen twice, Kalicia, to find out, oh, my God, did Michael Jackson come back reincarnated? I really thought that was him.
O-M-G. Yeah, Michael is on the phone.
I hear, and you know what? You keep doing what you're doing. I have to applaud your parents because that's the first thing I was impressed with your mannerisms. That's going to take you far. You're very welcome. Keep it up, young man. You're going to go far. Just keep God first, and you're going to be all right.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jay. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
You too. Peace.
Have a good one.
All right. Well, let's speaking of role model, that's the word I was actually searching for. Jay hit it on the pen. Role model. Encouraging. You know, it's so hard for musicians as a whole, especially when you're young. And, you know, you're there, you know, still on your journey, but you're there. You get what I'm saying? What I would like for you to share to all the listening young musicians, you know, some encouraging words as they are on their journey.
Okay. Well, I'd have to give them, you know, something from my own experience, and it's very cliche, but if you think about what it actually means, it's never give up. You know, I was actually working on a song with a rapper by the name of Lil Poe called Never Give Up as well. But you know, a lot of times people give you the best advice, but you know, you've heard it before that never give up, never give up, never give up. To actually do what it means, no matter what, no matter what obstacles you face, no matter how many people tell you you can't sing, you can't, your music doesn't sound too good. You know, I've heard all of it. I really have, and you know, it was never a time that I actually gave up. You know, it was like this is what I want, and this is what I'm gonna do. And I've seen a lot of people who actually start out who want to be in this business and who want to be in this industry, and they get really discouraged about, you know, what other people think and what level, you know, that they're at. And it's all about perseverance. You gotta keep going. You gotta keep going. Keep practicing. Keep rehearsing. I practice every day. When I tell you, it has annoyed my family that I sing all the time when I was growing up. Like my brother will tell you, like he sounded like I used to call cats because I was singing. Was hoarse, and you know, I just locked myself in my room and just turned my music up and sing and dance and just, you know, do music all day. If you really want it, you'll go get it. You have to go get it. You can't depend on anybody else to want it better. I'm sorry, want it more than you. And so that's my advice I give to anyone. You know, and it's never too late to the young people as well as anybody else at any age. If you want to do music or if you want to do anything in life, you know, it's up to you. You know, you're your biggest supporter and you're your biggest fan, you're your biggest help and your biggest harm. You know, you can stop yourself or you can push yourself, and so it's really up to you. Don't let anybody tell you can't do something else. And I know it sounds all like cliche and everything, but you got to believe it, you know. That's where people kind of fall short. So you just, I don't care if it's your family, your friends, people you don't know, people on Facebook, people on Twitter, telling you can't do something, don't listen to it, because you'll get there.
Right. Well said. Very, very well said, Lewis. And dedication, don't quit, and definitely believe. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, any additional information you'd like to share, definitely want you to share how they can follow you. You know, your Facebook, your Twitter, your site. But let's just take a quick break, run some of these, you know, sponsors that support Build, Grow, and Enjoy to get their information out, and we'll be able to share that with them. Be right back.
All right.
Welcome. I'm Pamela Reese Wordlaw at the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, where we worship and praise God and prepare the way for the Lord. Come on in, and let's get this show started.
Hey, you're listening to BGE Radio, powered by WTV, every Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're giving you Hollywood the Easy Way, Who's Hot Fridays, every Friday. So sit back, fasten your seatbelts, and let's go.
Life is hard, but how to load it easy way. Life is hard, but how to load it easy way. Life is hard, but how to load it easy way. Life is hard, but how to load it easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zhu Li, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way. Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with the celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
And we are back, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio and Television. Just back with our guest of today, Showcase Phenomena, phenomenal performance at the Atlanta Morehouse College. I was sitting there actually looking at some, I'm looking at your videos also, Lewis, as I'm like, it's on mute, but I'm kind of looking at it on YouTube. And I'm just like, yeah. You know, this guy is the bomb. So, everyone, the lines are open, 347-215-8709, at Calithia, my Twitter handle. I am Lewis Ray, at I am Lewis Ray. I have Lewis Ray live from Atlanta, 20-year-old Michael is back. I also want to send a thank you to Blog Talk. Thank you, Blog Talk, for always supporting the Build, Grow, and Enjoy show and BGE Radio, always featuring our show, definitely in support of Lewis Ray today. So thank you, Blog Talk. We love you, too. So here's our shot back out to you. Now, Lewis, before we conclude the show, there was something that I just read up on you that caught my eye, and I would like for you to quickly talk about it. When you did The Lady in My Life on YouTube, that was one of the top 10 tweeted music videos of the week by Social TV. Tell us more about that.
Oh, you know, we first posted the video after I finished the song and everything, and people just, they just kind of ate it up, so they loved it. It was Social TV. What they do is they track all of the tweets about music and sports, and then they, you know, categorize them. So, you know, I was number 9 after that, you know, that first week or so, as far as in the music category for Lady in My Life cover. So, you know, people just you know, it was something. I picked that song because it was one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs from Thriller, and when I first started singing, I was a little bit, you know, shy to sing in front of people, and I told my mom I could sing, and she said, okay, well, sing me something. And that's one of the first songs that I picked to sing for her, and she was like, I didn't know you could sing. And so, you know, that's one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs. So I decided,
Must have been an honor. I know you were just super excited. That had to have been an honor. That's pretty huge. That's a huge turning point in your career.
Oh yeah, it was a very. I didn't think people would you know like it that much. You know, whenever I do something, I'm not sure how people are gonna think. I just try to make things that I think, you know, sound amazing to me, and that I put my heart into, and hopefully, you know, what comes from the heart speaks to the heart. So.
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree with Jay anymore. You have a beautiful spirit, Lewis, and that's what it is all about. Just staying humble, true to yourself, and knowing who you are. Your spirit is just so comforting.
Thank you so much.
You know, Calithia, you know, I stayed off the radio because it's all about LR.
But I have to agree with you, and this is not, you know, his management team talking. When I first met Lewis, I said to myself, I've worked with so many people in the hip-hop, R&B, and pop genres of music, but he has to be hands down the most humble kid that I've ever met. And, you know, I told him this because I want him to stay that way. And I think because of his upbringing, like you and your guests are saying, I think he will be that way. He will be a great artist, and he'll be an even better man.
Oh, wow. I agree. I see that. Even when I met you, Lewis, I saw that. I said, he's special. Definitely. Well, it was absolutely an honor to have both of you guys on the show. Freddie, please make sure that you email me what we mentioned on the air. Definitely will support you guys on that with the songs. Lewis, please let everyone know how they can follow you, your Facebook,
I'll definitely
your site.
Go ahead. Khaleesi, go ahead.
No, I was just letting, I was just going to go ahead and let Lewis let everyone know that, you know, how they can follow him through Twitter.
Everything is under I Am Lewis Ray. So if you want to follow me on Twitter, it'll be at I Am Lewis Ray. That's LEWISRAY. And it's the same for Facebook, I Am Lewis Ray, on YouTube, / I Am Lewis Ray, MySpace, Black Planet, Instagram. You can see all the pictures. We have lots of pictures from the performance. And I'll definitely follow back. I'm not one of those people that, you know, try to have more followers than, you know, people I'm following. I follow everybody back, and I add everybody on Facebook. I love to stay in contact with all the fans and just, you know, keep in touch with everybody. It's, you know, the internet has done like a great job of keeping us connected with, you know, the world and people from everywhere. So I think, you know, it's great to be a part of that.
And Khaleesia, so that you'll be the first to know, and your listeners and soon to be viewers, we're in the process, and I forgot to mention this earlier, of working out a TV show for him. I can't give you the name because we're not sure it's up in the air. It's either going to be I Am Lewis Ray or The Making of, and then LR, and then another television show that we don't control per se, want him to be on it. All Before the Fame. I think it's an NBC show.
Yeah, it's on NBC.
Yeah. So just so you guys following.
Yeah, that actually came after the Morehouse performance. So, you know, it was an incredible opportunity. There's so many people there from the industry and such great talent on the stage. So that was one of the opportunities that came out of the showcase. It was just an amazing experience and opportunity.
Wow, congratulations, and that's what it's all about. See, everyone, build, grow, and enjoy. You know, that really means the world to me when I hear things like that, because that's the purpose that I do things in the community and plant it for those reasons right there. So that you know, I'm just going to be happy all day after now that I heard that. That's just an honor to hear that. Well, I'm just absolutely just want to say to you, Lewis, I see big things to come to you, and you know, I just want to say congratulations, and I'm glad that, you know, you have crossed my path and now a part of the Build, Grow, and Enjoy family, and I look for so much bigger things coming to you.
I'm glad to be a part of this as well, and I'm so glad because you're doing positive things and you're doing things in the community, and that's really something that's important to me, you know, to, you know, help out and give back, to help out, you know, educate and especially with our youth. You know, there's so many negative influences right now, and that's another thing what I do is, like, I try to make, you know, positive, clean music, but, you know, also music that you can just enjoy. So this is really proud to be a part of Build, Grow, and Enjoy.
Awesome. Freddie, as we conclude, is there anything you'd like to share, Freddie? And you have a great manager, by the way, Lewis. You're blessed.
Thank you. Everybody tells me that.
I try to be just me. You know how, Khaleesia. Stop putting me on the spot. You know I don't like the radio or television. But please, outside Calithia, I want your listeners and your soon to be viewers to know how great of a person you are. Not just a radio personality or a community activist, but a great person. I didn't know at first, to all her listeners, who Calithia was, but her spirit caught me. And then when we were introduced, I'm like, oh, that figures, because she is just a very powerful woman, but
yeah.
She doesn't come across as arrogant or conceited. And I really, really, really made the time for him to do that. As a matter of fact, guys, we stopped what we were doing to make sure we would buy a good working phone so that we could talk to you, because you are, that spirit comes out, and we wanted to be a part of it. So we want to thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much, Cleveland.
That means the world to me. Thank you guys.
Yeah, I'll never forget when I first talked to you on the phone, and Blake put me on the phone, and you started singing my song.
I sure did. I was stuffing my face with sushi, and I was like, eh, every time I get, oh, man. When we close out this show, I'm about to play your other song, because I started listening to that one. What's that one? Let's see what's the name of this one.
Oh, Sweep
the Floor? Sweep.
Sweep the Floor, yeah.
Yes. You be hit, you break it down in that one. I was like, oh, he is kidding me.
you like that?
Yes, I love that one also. Especially towards the end, the breakdown is hot.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I say the breakdown is like, wow. I definitely will make sure I email you so that you know you and your listeners. And your Twitter followers at Calithia on Twitter can also let you know what they think of the songs, you know, from now, you know, for the next few weeks, what they think, you know. And
definitely.
You'll be the first, and we'll let you pick the single.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, man, that's an honor. Thank you guys so much. So, yes, just send me all the details, and I'm on it.
And it's an honor for us, too, Calithia. Lewis, you have the last word, LR.
I just wanted to say, you know, once again, thank you so much for having me on your show. It's really just really good to be on the show, but you know, just to, you know, to talk with you and the listeners and everything, because it's just a positive, you know, vibe going on. So I'm glad to be a part of it.
And thank everyone who called. Really appreciate it.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, I thank you guys for taking the time and being here with us also. And there you guys have it. I am Lewis Ray, or should I say Lewis Jackson. Hot young talent up and coming. You guys better watch out, because this young man is coming in like a storm, and he is going to take over. So get ready, Chris Brown. Well, we just want to go ahead and conclude this show, because it is the conclusion of the show. Make sure you guys tune in on Wednesday. I back Freedom Movement with Annie Rose. She has taken that goal to another level, so I'm ready to learn about this new movement that she has going on, where she's building opportunity throughout the community. So we're going to hear what this working diva has to talk about on Wednesday. So you guys have a great day, and you know what I always tell you guys, as you're building and you're growing, make sure that you always enjoy, and make sure you enjoy this song by Lewis Ray, and it is called Sweet. Enjoy.
Oh, Lord. I feel you watching me. Keep playing hard to get. Like wasted to engage. You want a man who doesn't quit. If I can't get your number, then I can't help but wonder who can. Your perfect features make a preacher sweat. Got a bunch of slow motion. Break my neck, yeah. Qualified to be a dime, you could be. Keep it up now.
Keep it going.
down, down, turn it around, back it up just a little with the middle, make it deep enough. Bring it up, baby, with that side. Do your dance, shake it fast till I can get enough. Get a loose, shake that thing. Get the girl, tell her they can do it better than you. Now wind it, grind it, let me get behind it.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.